Welcome to Burrito Quest, week 54, The Bear. We discovered a burrito they added to the list.
Kind of aptly named. It looks kind of like a bear.
We discovered it just in time, too.
Yeah.
Because it is the next burrito. It has brisket, barbecue sauce, green chili, and cheese. Is that it?
Yeah, that's all there is.
Yeah. So, I just commented, it's like biting into a meat-flavored loaf of bread.
The texture of the brisket's pretty intense, but as far as flavor goes, it's all right.
Yeah,
this is the kind of meat stew with green chili, but they don't have enough green chili in it.
That would be better.
Salsa makes it a little better as far as getting kind of the dryness out of the brisket.
Yeah, but we need to go back through the list and see if there's anything else they've changed.
I'm pretty sure that we were pretty good. So I looked over the list and I didn't see anything that we hadn't eaten.
Well, I guess we're the one making the rules too, so.
You mean like we as in you and me? Or do you mean we as in
all of us, all Ben? Of us? This is a quest, we're on a sacred quest together.
Okay.
What's the matter, Ben?
Oh, were you having an argument with Isaac last week about the rules?
Are you talking about when you betrayed me? And you ate a burrito when I wasn't there, even though I could have been there later in the week? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm pretty sure that's what he's talking about.
What a dick, dude. Why'd you bring that up?
Well, that was me and Isaac.
Daniel, I'm sorry. I love
you. Still didn't say any sorry.
But it was a pretty good burrito.
So. I thought he was about to say, it's pretty much Isaac's fault. Again.
Still.
So we get a nurple.
Yeah, this burrito, anyway, does not smack of betrayal, just of, I don't know.
Chewy
blandness, maybe?
It almost tastes like beef jerky.
I don't think the barbecue sauce is really doing anything for it.
Cooked it out.
Oh. No, that's too bad.
But brisket is good. I mean, on that front, I'm liking it.
On a plate with a roll and some
even this coleslaw. Isn't horrible. I mean, it's just kind of like, meh, burrito.
Yeah.
Like, this is a heat lamp burrito, really.
Yeah, but I'd take almost anything else they had in there over this.
Really?
You don't like beef brisket?
Aardvark? I'd take an aardvark over this.
Mm. Would you take a gobble?
Big asada? No, they wouldn't put anything with... I doubt they put anything with veggies under the heat lamp.
Well, you know, I'm getting down to the bottom here. When all the salsa's saturated down, it's getting pretty tasty.
Mm. Yeah, the salsa does make you good. We should get some Sadie's not so hot on this.
Mm. Mine's too dense, dude. None of the sauce is percolating.
Maybe you gotta shake it a little bit.
Yeah.
You gotta mix it up and give it a little shake.
Do this?
Yeah. Plus, you only use half a cup. We have to use,
So, you guys are already done with two.
I'm actually working on my second.
I'm just not a fan of having to pour salsa on a burrito.
Kind of burrito lazy?
Whatever.
No, I'm just like my burrito to taste good without it. And not have to knead it.
So do you like your chip at a Mexican restaurant to taste good as a plain corn chip salsa?
Do I eat chips and salsa without the salsa? No. I don't do that. Well, I mean, occasionally. What was your point?
It's like dipping. It's good. Condiments is good for you. Man, fuck you.
You're dumb.
It kind of almost didn't improve the burrito getting down here.
Just wait.
Like near the bottom of the burrito? Now it just kind of tastes like moist, weird tasting meat.
I'm glad I got this extra cup of salsa though. I almost never go beyond one, but.
This is gonna sit real dense, I think.
Yeah.
This big ball of meat.
A brick in your stomach. I don't see any point in getting barbecued meats anywhere other than a place that does good barbecued meats.
What if they just poured the barbecue sauce on instead of cooking it in?
Still. It's like you got a barbecue sandwich, only you went to a burrito place and got wrapped in a tortilla instead. Yeah. And it's not that good.
You're really hating on this burrito.
No, I don't like it that much, that's why.
This burrito kind of reminds me of like the first couple of burritos we had, and we're like, it's okay.
My comments reflect my opinion of this burrito thing.
That's honest.
That's a thing.
It is what you that is said.
You said something.
I That's like the majority of where the humor actually comes from in this show. It's like someone will say something and just like pause, break, and then I don't know.
It's comic timing.
Whatever.
This is starting to hurt to eat.
Yeah, it's not as painful as that one when Sage was here. What was that?
No, the Rock?
Like the blandish.
I think this is more painful than the Rock, because the Rock you could put salsa on.
No, it wasn't. The Rock fucking was awful.
Yeah, but this one's denser.
Right, like...
Yeah, but it's smaller, and the Rock was like a brick of flavorless shit.
This is expanding my stomach.
It's expanding my mind.
It's broadening my horizons. Kind of
She didn't say expanding my cock. Exponentially.
No kid dynamite.
You get chubbies when you eat burritos, man. If they're good.
Don't tell us. Or our listeners.
This is the thing about radio is you don't know what he's saying until he says it. Good job, man. You just ruined the ambiance of radio.
You ruined all the surprise.
You broke the third wall or the fourth wall.
Your weird sexual predilections.
You broke fourth meal or whatever.
Sorry, I'm very excited.
Now it makes me more uncomfortable that we talked about the burrito hole.
Can we, like, go out and get some chips or something? Because,
man. Well, like another burrito?
Or like another good one? Yeah, just start over. That should have been so good. It was like, okay. It could have been great.
It could have been the best.
I don't think it could have been the best.
No.
No, they would have had to have done
chance of that.
But they put like a lot more green chili.
What if they put provolone cheese?
And a lot more cheese. Of any kind.
The provolone cheese we had last week, man, adds some creaminess to it.
That what if they put like four
that
slices
was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I don't know.
I don't think that would help, no. I think it would still be kind of...
Whatever.
Like a pile of meat.
Yeah. Ah, I had nothing going on for it. Not even like some potatoes to kind of break things up a little bit.
It has some decent taste to it, just the texture was kind of...
Yeah, I think I got sick of it on like maybe the third bite.
This still kind of hurts.
Mm-hmm. You want to go and get chips?
There's like a protein bomb in there.
I don't know if I should be eating anything else after that, but that was kind of a lot of food. But at the same time, it was just like a disappointing...
Especially when this is dinner.
I was really hungry too.
Me too.
This is not like when I ate the Deer Hunter and I was like, I was really hungry, so I don't want to overrate it. I was really hungry and I
Hey, didn't you have another Deer Hunter?
I did have another Deer Hunter.
What do you think about that Deer Hunter?
It was delicious.
Why don't you tell me
about
the Deer Hunter?
You know what's even better about it? Me and you ate it and Ben did.
And it was stolen.
At his house. And it was... Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, don't in case we ever get sponsorship.
Yeah. There was a little mix-up with...
It was a mistake, an honest mistake.
A little mix-up with paying for the burritos.
Oh, yeah. And somebody walked out of the store with burritos?
Yeah, somebody who wasn't me.
Somebody.
Yeah.
I don't think people should
do
that.
I don't know.
Because burritos are sacred.
Yeah. That mistake won't happen.
I tipped him that Sunday.
That's good.
Pretty good. I gave him a fiver.
Did you do enough to cover those two burritos?
Do you remember back at the beginning of the quest when they tried to get us to do that? They tried to make us indulge in corruption.
Right, but this is a...
Oh, this is a side mission.
I think it was an honest mistake. Yeah, this is a side quest.
You think it was not a mistake?
I paid for it. How would I know what he was thinking?
I grabbed everything else. I got like soda and I got like chips and I paid for
it. I got soda.
No, because you're on your gay ass no caffeine quest.
Was I then?
I don't think caffeine is just a gay thing.
No, but his quest for no. Well.
My quest is like I'm seeking out no caffeine.
It's like you're seeking out gay.
I do need to visit Sage again.
Okay.
To all our gay listeners, especially Sage, we're sorry we didn't mean that.
Yes, we have nothing against the gays.
We have nothing against the gays. Daniel, I apologize. Your quest is not gay. It is, however.
It's lame. It's stupid. Come
lame,
on.
Stupid.
Give me another.
Retarded.
Retarded. Wicked retarded.
Okay. So, brisket burritos, don't get them. You want to just not rate
That's our meh rating.
Yeah.
It's not going to rate. No, I think we should rate this burrito, but I don't know what we should rate it. I wouldn't say don't get it. I mean, if you kind of are okay with brisket and you just want like something that's full of meat, just like, sure, have this.
Yeah, but it, to me, it has to be like the last resort. It has to be between this and a gobbler.
I've eaten a burrito that was this before, but without the barbecue sauce, so it's basically the same thing, when I had already had a few beers. And it was just kind of like, this is all right.
We're going to go with drunk food again? This is good drunk food.
Well, we already said it was a good heat lamp burrito, so... You want to call it a solid three?
I guess technically, yeah. Okay. I'm going to rate this burrito Ben's beard. It's very thick, and I don't want it in my mouth.
Thank you.
Okay, what about my beard?
Your beard. A man. I'm going to rate it a man's beard. It's sometimes thick, and I don't want it in my mouth. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. What if it wasn't that thick? Mine's got a ways to go before I get
to... Are we talking about beards still?
Okay, sorry. I'm going to rate mine not the rock.
That's the best you can give it.
Yeah, pretty much. I would eat this over the rock, but I would rather not eat either of them.
Yeah, I would agree with your rating.
Thank you, Daniel.
I would eat both these burritos again.
I'd put your beard in my
both
mouth.
Of what? We only have one tonight.
Like this one and the rock.
Why would you do that, Ben, other than just to be a contrary dick butt?
Contrarian.
That's pretty cool. I want to be a contrarian.
I want to be cool stuff that has cooler names.
I'm a registered contrarian. Like, other than that? I don't know.
I don't know.
You got a rating or what?
I've had this burrito before, so I could theoretically have it again. I'd be all right with that. And I thought the rock was okay. You guys hated it. I thought it was okay.
Did you have it on purpose last time?
This burrito?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you order it on purpose again? Would you think to yourself, wow, out of all these 60 choices that I've eaten, out of all these burritos I've had,
I would,
I'll get that one.
If it had been so long that I'd forgotten what this tasted like, I would definitely order it again. I'd be like, you know, I remember that brisket wasn't that bad.
If I didn't know how bad it was, I'd order it. Okay.
Just turn off the goddamn report.
I think I want to rate this.
I think I blah, 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 blah.
Retarded people.
What? What kind of, who are you trying to insult?
Nobody.
That's not cool, dude. We have a lot of
retarded listeners. If you didn't remember what they were like, you'd probably want to be around them again. Fucking dick. Wow. I thought this gay comment earlier was on PC.
Well, I guess that analogy works.
Especially because a bunch of our listeners are a bunch of gay retards.
Sage.
Is an upstanding citizen.
He's our friend.
I am heterosexual, and he's very smart, I think.
Okay. Sage, if you listen to this, you're probably smarter than
us. No, I kind of feel bad.
You're probably a retard.
I feel bad.
If you're listening to this.
I feel bad for retarded people, but they seem like they're having a pretty good time.
So you feel bad for this burrito, but this burrito is probably having a better time than you?
Well, I mean, just being this burrito is.
It didn't have to eat itself.
Yeah, I mean, all the ingredients were awesome. It's called the bear.
Yeah, it is called the bear. They should have used that for. But it tasted like I was eating a bear, probably. I heard those are really fatty and muscular. Yeah.
Like a stringy meat.
Greasy.
They should have poured a lot of. They put sausage in this. Then it would be good.
No, that is the wrong thing to do.
Sausage.
Provolone. Chorizo.
That'd be badass.
Right. Sausage?
No. I'm just thinking
anything crazy. Even marinara would be pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
Good,
yeah. All right, great.
Onions?
Fantastic.
What's next week?
Happy for everybody here. Next week, we finally get to eat the Trucker Special, which is a breakfast burrito, which we haven't had in a while, I don't think. Really? Jeez, the Red Ryder. Or no,
Scott
the Rock
was
the last one with eggs, right?
I kind of hate their breakfast burritos.
Yeah, this one's chorizo sausage, bacon, eggs, and cheese. Eggs. So it's got lots of meat. All right, probably lots of grease.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for joining us, everybody. Peace out.
Yep. Yeah.